The United States is seeking to end a diplomatic deadlock at the United Nations over the wording of a resolution on Iraq. Some UN diplomats say the U.S. is compromising, backing off from tough language that would automatically mandate military action should Iraq balk at the demands of UN weapons inspectors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Russia's foreign minister was among those expressing optimism today that his country's concerns will be taken into consideration as the United States refines a draft UN resolution on Iraq. Igor Ivanov said Secretary of State Colin Powell assured him of this during a telephone conversation. Here in Washington, Powell's spokesman Richard Boucher would only say that there's been movement in the discussions on a resolution, though he was careful not to say that the U.S. is backing down, as some reports from the UN have suggested.
We've continued to press for a strong resolution that makes clear Iraq's violations of UN resolutions, that gives clear authority and instructions to the inspectors, and that makes it clear that there must be action to ensure compliance by Iraq, as the President, Security Council, and our Congress have all said.
One earlier draft resolution that was widely reported in the media stated clearly that UN Security Council members should be able to use all necessary means to ensure Iraq complies with weapons inspectors. But Russia and France in particular balked at that wording, fearing the U.S. would go to war without further consultations at the UN. Diplomats now say the U.S. is floating some new ideas. For example, if weapons inspectors run into troubles in Iraq, there could be further consultations at the Security Council. Consultations before military action. Keeping the Security Council involved is a key factor for the French, as President Jacques Chirac repeated during a visit to Lebanon today. He said the United Nations is the only legitimate framework for action on Iraq.
C'est aussi l'avenir des relations internationales qui est en jeu.
The future of international relations is at stake here. Military action, the last option, is not a foregone conclusion.
News of a possible compromise on a UN resolution came on the second day of a UN debate on Iraq, when countries not on the Security Council got a chance to speak out on the issue. Many UN diplomats are frustrated that they've been left out of a debate that they believe could test the UN's credibility. In speech after speech today, the diplomats from around the world called for the UN to give weapons inspectors a stronger mandate, but avoid a war. As Malaysia's ambassador Datuk Hasmi Agam put it, the focus should be on UN diplomacy, not legitimizing war.
The beating of war drums and talk of regime change are therefore completely out of place and unwarranted. They detract from the business in hand, which is the dispatch of unmoving inspectors to Iraq, and complicate the situation.
Many of the speakers warned a new war would add to the suffering of Iraqi people and cause further instability in the Middle East. They insisted the demands on the Iraqis should be reasonable, and the UN should not give a green light to war. While President Bush has said he's a patient man and will go through the United Nations, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher made clear Washington's hands won't be tied by the UN.
The president's made clear that one way or the other, he's going to make sure that Iraq complies. That's what the Congress said. The president has the authority, always has and still has, will have the authority to do whatever is necessary to ensure U.S. security. That will remain the case before and after a UN resolution as well.
Officials here have expressed some frustration that the debate over the UN resolution has dragged on, but UN diplomats hope a resolution can be ironed out in the next couple of days. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.